I think it was a very positive performance with a good reflection of the confidence levels we have. I repeat, I think we have conditions to be a better team this season than we were last season.
The whole performance then yesterday, obviously you both watched it together, obviously the Jay stand, which I'm sure was awesome, but the whole performance just, it was just something we haven't seen. We certainly didn't see it last year under Mourinho, that kind of swagger. I mean, I was at the Leicester game last year when we won 4-2, and that was quite good because we had, I think we were up by four, basically, you know.
When they all corners.
And it was quite good. Yeah, well, they were nearly all corners. Yeah. I think three of them were corners. And that was sort of similar, but this was something else. This was total dominance. Obviously, our biggest win, which is so depressing since QPR 2014, you know, which is, you know, a long time for a 4-0, which isn't exactly like, you know, I mean, you know, 5-6, that's impressive, but in terms of the whole team performance, Nick, how did you feel about it? One of the better opening days?
Yeah, it is. But I mean, I will caveat it by saying, you know, we don't want to get too giddy about it because it is like one game. And yeah, we won our opening game last season and, you know, things didn't pan out as we wanted. But there is definitely like a feeling of confidence. You know, the team's coming together. Everybody has obviously talked about, yeah, it's Mourinho's second season. He always wins the league. And yeah, he's 1 year on. Big thing, like I said, we talked about Matic and Lukaku, is that they've slotted straight in as if they've been around for, you know, months and months. There's a feeling about the place. And like I say, yesterday as well, it was a great day. Like, there was a whole thing going on that we'll chat a bit about in J-Stand where there's a group of lads trying to get the atmosphere going at Old Trafford. You know, I was in the ground earlier than I've ever been in my whole life in like 20 years of watching United. And like there was people in there singing, whereas normally the way is that, oh, you drink in the pubs, go in the ground 5 minutes before kickoff, go to your seat. But yesterday there was a whole thing going on, people in the ground. And like I said, the feeling the whole day and everything just went to plan. Like I was a bit worried after our whole pre-match build-up. I said, what if we don't and get the bloody result here?
Yeah.
But then yeah, the result, you know, was amazing. We do of course say that maybe, I mean, I wouldn't say it flatters us a bit, but there was two very late goals, and until then of course we were only 2-0 up, and you know, one West Ham goal in there that they might have nicked here and there, and then all of a sudden you're worrying about the last few minutes. But we had a lot of chances, so you know, you can't say we didn't deserve it. But yeah, 4-0 maybe looks a little bit better than it was, so I don't want to get too excited just yet. But yeah, look, that's what you want, a win, top of the league, great atmosphere, sunny day. What more do you want from your first day of the season?
I mean, all I could think I would want would be a big ginger fella from Stoke to hug and kiss when we score. So Alex, I mean, were there hugs? Was there jubilation? Talk us through talk us through what it was like being in a match with Nick.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, I've been with Nick a fair few times now. And I can't really talk too much about the post-match because that's R-rated. And it's not for the naive, innocent listeners.
That's a whole different show.
For another day. But no, it was a fantastic day. And I think Nick's got a point about maybe, you know, yeah, there was two late goals. But actually, we could have been 3-4, 5-0 up much earlier in the game. You know, this wasn't a Van Gaal 3-4-0 where we were incredibly efficient and taking all our chances and we didn't actually have that many shots. You know, you had the Rashford hit in the post, you had Matters kind of, it was a somewhat square clearance on the line, another square that Lukaku got caught under his feet, you had a pass
to Lukaku block in the almost box, on the line.
Exactly. You know, you had a Rashford through on goal that he skied as he's had a bit of a knack of doing late. And all that, so, you know, we did have a lot of chances, and even though, yes, they might have nicked one and that might have made us look a bit nervy, they had nothing. You know, obviously they had, I think two chances, one at the end of the first half and then a header, which De Gea tipped over. Two good saves, but that's kind of standard par for the course in any game. I don't think there's any team who go a game without having one or two chances. So
yeah,
it was completely domineering, and every player played their role. There wasn't a weak link in that team, and there were some players who came in who did a very good job. So Blint, for example, who'd had a dreadful pre-season, when it mattered and we needed to rely on him, he came up on top, as he always does. He provided some natural width, which I think made a huge difference, having someone who doesn't necessarily clear the ball into the stands when he gets the chance to cross, like Darmian sometimes does, was a very big blessing in terms of keeping that ball rotation going and putting some dangerous balls in. Mata offered what we spoke about Lingard for last week. He was popping up absolutely everywhere, supporting everyone. Everyone always had an outlet. He was always there. You could always play that pass to him. Mkhitaryan, after a quiet first half, played really well in the second half, got two assists. You had Jones at the back who pulled out another accomplished performance. It really was a total sort of performance from United across the board.
Yeah, it looked supremely balanced, which was great.
Yeah.
I'll echo what you said. I thought Blind came on, did a really good job with, after a very poor preseason, which made me very concerned. But having said that, you know, I couldn't fault him. He got a lot of the ball, particularly in the first half, and he did not waste it at all. He fit in really well. Jones, again, when you can keep him fit, you start to remember what a bloody good player he is, you know, and that's great. For me, still a concern, and I'm glad we have Lindelof and Rojo to come back, because I do think they'll partner Bailey more often than not, because I just have to assume that Jones is going to get injured again. And as you say, the sort of leaving the defence behind, everything else was just a real good click. You know, Matic holding, Pogba free to do whatever he wants, and the front three plus Lukaku were just, you know, all equally very good, and the subs all made an impact as well. Nick, do you think we'll see, I mean, it was a 4-2-3-1. You know, Herrera, I suppose, would be very hard done by, you know, not to have started.
Well, yeah, we were actually quite surprised by the lineup. We were actually in the ground already, as I said, as it came up on the screen. And both of us were like, but pleasantly surprised.
I was very pleasantly surprised to see Mata. Very pleasantly surprised. I didn't expect Mata to start at all.
Same.
I thought that we were definitely going to be having, you know, I thought Pogba, Matic, Herrera is set. And then there's going to be three more kind of attacking players. So to actually have what I'd call four attacking players was great, because, you know, something I complained about a lot last season was that we were playing too defensively. I want to see more goals, more attacking. And, you know, Mourinho hopefully is going to deliver that this season. He went for two in midfield, and really Pogba had pretty free license to be going forward as well. It was only really Matic that was more on the defensive side. And as we said already, he was even still making some pretty decent attacking runs himself. So, yeah, that was the best like thing for me, was like the way we've set up, we're going to score goals. And yeah, we did see a bit of it early last season, and then it kind of fell off and went a lot more defensive later on. But I think that this year, against the so-called weaker teams, hopefully this is the way we're going to be setting up. It'll just be interesting to see what he does in those kind of big away games and things like that, whether, you know, he goes back to parking the bus or whatever. But yeah, Herrera was probably pretty hard done by. In fact, I had him in my fantasy football team because I thought he was pretty assured to play. But anyway, not too worried about that at the moment.
I think that's one of the most interesting things from yesterday, actually, that Pogba was in a deeper midfield role. And yet it looked incredibly balanced and he looked incredibly comfortable. I think most people, including myself, thought that he would maybe be best in a bit of a midfield three. And as much as people have spoke about Matic giving him the license to roam, maybe that's true, but it wasn't a case of, you know, a diamond with Matic at the back and Pogba forward. They were very much a pivot, and Pogba did his fair share of defensive work as well. And their touch maps are very similar across the board.
Yeah.
You know, he was absolutely everywhere, and he was very skillful in possession, I must say. Like, the amount of times that he sort of nipped in front to win the ball to keep us in possession, and then a turn or a flick or a back, whatever it may be, to keep us in possession and keep the ball moving quickly. I thought he was brilliant. He was moving it around so quickly. I'm surprised it's taken us 23 minutes to really talk about him, because it was his best performance for United in a long time. He looked incredibly comfortable, and it was really pleasant to see him sort of be able to dictate a bit from a deeper position, but also, you know, still manage to get in scoring positions and still offer that creativity to put people behind and stuff, because it was another game where he could have had a couple of assists, you know, playing balls in behind the defence. He was absolutely fantastic at once again. And yeah, it's hopefully a sign of things to come.
Martial, Pogba, four! West Ham have crumbled at the end under intense and delightful pressure from Manchester United, who have simply passed and flitted and cruised their way through. Manchester United have four.
Yeah, I mean, he was absolutely immense, and we haven't mentioned him yet. I just do expect him to be that good. He's a supreme footballer, but his highlight reel, particularly from West Ham, is, you know, his individual, you know, every touch.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much on there that's so good. You know, passes, beating players, clever tricks. You know, obviously his goal and all that is superb. And I just thought, you know, I was watching Matic get after people, and I just thought, imagine Herrera in this as well. You know, mm-hmm. it could really choke a team, you know, for, and I think that's the good thing is that Mourinho now has a lot of tactical options, a lot more than he did last year, just basically from Matic and Lukaku, you know, straight away open that up because you know, against a team that maybe is a bit more combative in midfield, you know, let's not forget Lanzini didn't play, Kouyaté didn't play, Andy Carroll didn't play, who, you know, are all big players for West Ham, as well as a few others. They had a big
Antonio,
very, very physical and just a regular feature in that team. So let's not kid ourselves, they were missing even a chunk of their own first team, you know, not that I think it would have made too much difference, but it could have made it more competitive. But, you know, in those tighter games against the better teams and in Europe, I think even as a midfield three, I just thought, you know, a team mightn't get any respite, you know, we might actually be able to see a really, really sort of good pressing United team, which we've never, you know, we've seen teams like Dortmund play that way, we've seen teams like Liverpool play that way, and I'm not saying we're going to do that, but certainly with Matic and Herrera, we are much more capable now, and certainly much more able, and Mkhitaryan as well, so very, very encouraged in that regard.